to meditation, smaranam. Really, smaranam is no more, you know, when you increase it to the highest degree, that's what you have is meditation. Constant remembrance is more or less a synonym of meditation. So we'll go through this. There's also a few instructions to help your japa. And then we'll have some, we have a little selection from the Stavamala. We can try to memorize two little verses. And then we have some other poetic meditations. And I don't know if we have any musicians, but at least a drum and a kartal would help. So, meditation of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says, meditation means to achieve a state in which the mind is saturated with God consciousness and always thinking of God. And we, of course, know that God is Krishna. And, okay, let's see if it works this way, because it's better if I can do it. So again, this verse, smadhanam equals meditation, smartavyakstatatam vishnor, vismartavyo najatu chit. We shared with you that verse in a class, which means always remember Krishna and never forget him. And the rest of the verse says that all the other things that we do are servants of these two principles. Sava vidhi nishayadakshur etaya deva kinkara. And this is things that we do and things that we don't do. In any process, there of advancement, even materially, you have to discipline yourself. You take on certain things and you don't do other things. And in this way, you can progress nicely. So there are so many things that help us remember Krishna, like chanting Hare Krishna, seeing the deity, serving Krishna, reading the books, all of these different aspects of devotional service. And we know there are other things that we're not supposed to do that will make us forget. So, and then Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in so many places, ananya chetak satatam. This means always think of me without any deviation. This is in the 8th chapter, ananyas chintayantomam. This is in the 9th chapter. Same idea. Think of me without any deviation. Mayavesha manoyemam. This is in the 12th chapter. So there's no doubt about it that Krishna consciousness, the central principle of Krishna consciousness is to be Krishna conscious. It's as simple as it could be on principle. But doing it, as we know, is not as easy as it sounds. So in the process of meditating, hearing and chanting is the main way in which we can come to the point of remembrance. You've heard this many times. This is the foundation of our Krishna consciousness, leads to remembrance of Krishna, and constant remembrance deepens into full absorption, that is meditation. Again, I refer you to the 8th verse of the Upadeshamrita, in which this principle is very nicely described. In fact, he says, the Upadeshamrita means the essence of all advice, right? The essence of all instruction. So within the essence of all instruction, this 8th verse is spoken of as the essence of the essence. So those of you who know can chant, Syat Krishna Nama Tannava Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smityo Krimena Vrasanama Nasini Yoja Tishtan Vajay Tadonuraga Jananugami Kalan Liyat Akilamichu Upadesha Saram. Itya Upadesha Saram. This is the essence of all Upadesha or instruction. So what he's saying there, after encouraging us in the previous verse, that the holy name, the pastimes, the form, the qualities of Krishna are just like nectar. And the descriptions of all these are just like nectar. Very sweet. But unfortunately, our tongue is now cannot taste it that way because we're in Maya. We're covered by the bile of ignorance, like jaundice. So we don't taste it so sweet. So he says, but still, even though it's a discipline, you know, keep chanting, and eventually the sense will become purified, and you'll taste it very sweet. And then in the 8th verse, which I just quoted, he says, and engaging your mind and engaging your tongue in chanting the holy name and descriptions of the pastimes and form of Krishna. And this way, engaging the tongue and the mind, stay in Vrindavan. Now, it doesn't mean we have to all run off to Vrindavan tomorrow, but it means that our spirit should be there. We should be attracted to Krishna's lila and pastimes in Vrindavan. This is the Gaudiya Vaishnav way. You know, this is where it's leading. This Hare Krishna mantra, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, all of our acharyas are leading us there, mostly in Madhurya Ras, but other rasas also, but it's in Vrindavan. So stay there, either, you know, of course the Goswamis actually physically stayed there, But you'll also remember Lord Chaitanya, he visited once, he didn't stay there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't stay there. You know, our great acharyas did not physically stay there, many of them, especially for preaching. But they were always there in their mind, from remembrance. So this is, he says, the essence of all advice. And follow someone who's already an intimate devotee of Krishna. Now in general, this is Srila Prabhupada for us. We're following his mood and his activities and his words. So, and there may be some more to that, but I won't get into that right now. But this is what the essence of our internal practice is all about. And as far as preaching, we try to spread this message. Because this Krishna consciousness, as we know, from reading and from experiencing as well, is really the panacea for the age. For all of the troubles that plague this Kali Yuga modern society, Krishna consciousness is the solution. So on our own, we want to become more and more Krishna conscious and give it to others. So now, we're going to have a little encouragement for improving japa. Because our main meditation on the holy name is through japa. This is a key. Prabhupada said that, 90% of our advancement will come through our japa meditation. So we used to have these japa retreats. Did anyone ever go on a japa retreat here? You went on some? Yeah, I went on a few of those. So those are very helpful. You know, it's just all you're doing for 5 days or so is focusing on Hare Krishna, japa, and so many nice associations, Satchinandan Swami and Divyambra and many others. So some of these come from there. I pulled some of these out. These 5 P's for better japa. There's also a very nice little instruction back there if you read that sign. It has a little different perspective, but it's also for improving japa. So preparation, posture, pronunciation, prayer, and purity. These are our 5 P's, and let's go over them one by one. Now preparation is a big subject, but this is basically what do you do the day before? Because japa is best done early in the morning, right? Brahma Muhurta, before all of the hubbub starts out in the outside world in our own lives. So early to bed, early to rise makes a devotee blissful and wise. Ben Franklin said that, wasn't it? He said wealthy, but real wealth, we know, prema dana, right? Prema dana means the treasure of prema. So that's where we're able to become wealthy. So it sounds simple, but it's like such a large part of being committed to spiritual life is to cut off so many things that go on late at night, you know, in your life. I mean, everyone's staying up till 11 o'clock, watching TV, carousing, doing whatever they're doing, you know, and then they sleep till 7:30 and get up, take a cup of coffee and run out onto the, you know, highway and go to work. This is the normal way people work. But we don't want to do that. Even if we have to work outside, many of us do. The idea is to get to bed as early as possible and have as much time in the morning to perform nice sadhana so that you're totally awake when you start your job. So this is all preparation from the night before. Create a sacred space in your domicile, clean, quiet, free of distractions, and hopefully an altar, a simple altar in my little place where I live near the temple. You know, I don't have any deities as such, but I have pictures, you know, of Radha and Krishna and Prabhupada, and I have little relics. I have one stone that I got from Lalita's birthplace. I have a little something from the Rasalila stun, you know, the little that I got. So I have little relics. So this is a holy place. And if you sit down there, it's clean and quiet, then automatically the mind is a calm. And that's what you want for chanting japa, a peaceful mind. So, sacred space, the time, and then be Krishna conscious before taking rest. So much happens, we don't realize. So much happens during sleep. I'll tell you a little secret. When I started memorizing all these verses, I really got into it when the Chaitanya Charitamrita came out. This was 1975. And then, I moved to Atlanta. I worked with the Bhaktivedanta Institute for a little while. And I would memorize verses in the evening, you know, and sleep on them. And the mind is working. And then the next morning, if you review it, it solidifies the verse, and you find that you can memorize a lot of verses that way. A lot goes on at night, we know, the dreams. So the best thing is to be Krishna conscious before you take rest. You know, read Krishna book. This was a tradition in the ashram. I know when I joined, hot milk and Krishna book, you know, and you go off, you dream of Krishna, get up, and you're ready to go. So that's an important thing. All these are very nice for preparation. And really, the preparation, you know, you can broaden the concept. All that we do in the rest of our life, that we have to do for our material side of our life, that's preparation for japa. Whatever, however Krishna conscious we're able to be, sattvic, without letting the modes get, you know, affect us too much, that will all benefit when we sit down for japa. We'll be able to concentrate and hear better on the holy name. So that's preparation. And then posture. Now, how many have heard that tape where Prabhupada says, sit properly? Everybody, right? We can only imagine what the person was doing, leaning, you know, lying on the ground, you know, whatever they're doing, you know, it's obviously it was so bad that Prabhupada stopped it. Sit properly. So it's a physiological fact that if you keep your head, neck, and back straight, it'll be easier to concentrate. And that's why Krishna mentions it in the Bhagavad Gita, right? Because it's meditation. So how to do that? Well, it's also physiologically true that if you sit with your backside up a little higher, higher than your knees, it's much easier to keep that posture. And that's why I sit on that blue pillow. That's called a zafu. This is what's from the Buddhists. They use this, that Zen meditation thing they do. So you may have seen them. It can be filled with air. The one I have, there's a beach ball in there. Because I live on the beach, so I live with a beach ball. Sometimes it cracks and you just put another beach ball in there. It's very good for travel. But they also fill them with other things, soft things, cotton or whatever. So if you're mostly at home, you don't do a lot of traveling, you just buy one of those and it's a lot easier to keep your back straight. So I recommend it. Sit properly. One should hold one's body, neck, and head erect in a straight line. Google Zafu for a pillow that makes sitting cross-legged comfortable for long periods. This is just my own experience. It helps a lot. And so these are all ways to help the concentration. And then, pronunciation. From Prabhupada's Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 32, purport. One should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. So this, by this time in the movement, Adi Lila chapter 7, Prabhupada was hearing some of his disciples chant, and he saw that there was some sloppiness going on. So now one of the things about chanting precisely, first of all, just to illustrate how the actual, you know, the Hare Krishna mantra is a verse. It's a verse. It's like man manabhavama bhakto. It's a verse. And it has a very precise meter. And most of us don't observe that meter. But if you do, this will be another way that helps you concentrate. Because sloppy chanting means your mind is elsewhere. If you're taking the trouble to chant precisely, it means that you're concentrating. So the meter is, it's a unique meter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now it's a little hard to keep that meter and get a volume going. And volume means speed. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Usually the Hare, you lose the weight of the second syllable. And you get Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Isn't it? When you get going fast. So if you make it a point to focus on that meter, Hare Krishna, and give the Hare full weight. Hare is Radharani. Radharani is personified prema. We can remember that. This is part of what we're talking about that Surup Shakti. To understand the meaning of the mantra, to understand that this is Radharani, this is Krishna. And they're so merciful that they're allowing me to associate with them through this holy name. Now, one of the things that I try to do, I remember I picked this up in the japa retreat. You know, they have this phrase, attitude of gratitude. I never want to hear that again. You know, Forget the attitude of gratitude. Just gratitude. Attitude of gratitude is totally redundant. Gratitude is what we're talking about. Now, just this is like an underlying mood or principle in devotional life. If you actually think about it, read that chapter or the chapters of Ajamil. The Ajamil chapters are so important for us because they first of all they tell about the power of the chanting of the holy name for removing sin and saving us, right, from hellish punishment and destination. And they show the great compassion and mercy of Krishna in giving this holy name, which if you just chant it one time, not even, you know, practically consciously, you can have so much benefit. So in those purports, Prabhupada describes in one place how we should all remember, you know, especially because some of you were born in Vaishnava families, it's a little different now. But basically, you know, we were in real trouble before we came to Krishna consciousness. And he said, we should always remember where we were and where we are now. And therefore, we should feel grateful. That's that feeling of gratefulness. Now, you can feel that as you chant. Sometimes I try to just feel that. And, you know, Hare Krishna, I'm so thankful that they're allowing, the Krishna and Radharani are allowing me to chant one more day. Here I am, you know, chanting, which is the on the safe side. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you think about it, and I have thought about it, gratitude, thankfulness, is a important part of any loving relationship. If someone loves someone, just even on a material level, you know, a mother loves a child. If the child grows up and realizes, oh, how thankful I am to my mother. Right? And that's why mothers are revered in the Vedic culture. They're so important. You know, they're raising the next generation. So that exchange, you know, and we should feel very grateful to Prabhupada, to the whole Parampara, to Krishna, to all these great personalities who have reached out to us, made themselves available, so that we can be saved. So if you chant with that attitude, you're praying certainly for service. This is what Prabhupada gave us that. Feeling like a abandoned child calling for his mother. That mood. But we're also being embraced. We're being taken in. And so that feeling of gratitude should be there. So next time you chant Hare Krishna in your japa, try to do that, you know, to express the gratitude with the chanting. And as Prabhupada says, the pronunciation. If you're calling somebody, supposing I'm calling Subal Prabhu over here, you know, but instead of saying Subal, I say Subol. And he's not going to be, you know, he doesn't even know my name. You know, he didn't even pronounce my name correctly. You know what I'm saying? So if you really know someone and you want to call them personally, you want to call them by their proper name. So Krishna responds to that when we, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Now, on the other side, any pronunciation we have, he responds to. This very important phrase, Bhava Grahi Janardan. You know that phrase? Very important. And actually, I learned recently, I forget the Sanskrit, forgive me. But some of you may know, that's part of a verse. It's the last line of a verse. And it has to do with pronunciation. It says that the wise person will say, what is it? Vishnave. And the fool, the unlearned person, will say Vishnaya. But in Sanskrit, you know, although it's Narayanaya, it's Krishnaya, but it's not Vishnaya, it's Vishnave for the case where you address somebody. This way, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. You see, Krishna Preshtaya. This is called an address. I forget vocative form. So he says, but even though the fool may say Vishnaya, and the wise man says Vishnave, Krishna gives both of them. He responds to both of them because Bhava Grahi Janardana. He's looking for the Bhava. What's the feeling, you know? And the foolish, the uneducated man may be calling out with even more desperation than the learned guy. And so he'll respond to that. So the pronunciation is not the all in all. But it's one way in which we express our care and attention. And the sound itself has power, so we should try to pronounce properly, as Prabhupada encourages here. So, moving on to prayer. So Prabhupada says in the record album, the famous record album address, these three words, namely Hare Krishna and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. The chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy to give protection to the conditioned soul. This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence. Mother Hara, that's Radharani, helps the devotee achieve the Lord Father's grace, and the Lord reveals Himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. So these immortal words will always be like a guidepost for us, how to chant, what mood to chant in. So prayerfully, that sense, it's not, you know, I like to say, you know, the chanting of the holy name is simultaneously a meditation and a prayer and a glorification. It's all in one. And if you recall, last year we had Vandanam, right? Vandanam. And this is really what it's all about with Vandanam. It's offering obeisances and prayer and glorification at the same time. So here, this prayerful aspect, it's not just a meditation. It's not just, we're not just meditating on some sound. This is a name. There's a person there, you know. And it's the greatest person who loves us, who's kind, who's our dearmost friend. So if you come to your dearmost friend who is all powerful, you know, you should ask him for something. But you should ask him for the right thing. And what we're asking for is service, devotional service. That's the actual prayer. We're not asking for wealth. We're not asking for anything else. Nadanam, nadanam. So this prayerfulness is important to remember in our japa chanting. And this will help us to stay focused also. And finally, there's purity. And this is a large topic. The stricter we are in following the do's and the don'ts of the process Srila Prabhupada gave us, the easier it will be to fix the mind on the holy name when we chant japa. So this is a basic principle. Again, I bring it back to the Bhagavad Gita. We should never leave the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is central. And you remember right in the second chapter, this principle of stitta pragyasya, of fixed intelligence, calm intelligence, you know. This is the mind which can really focus on the holy name or on anything. So that involves giving up sense gratification. And so there's so many principles, and they're more or less summarized in the 10 offenses. The 10 offenses against the name must be avoided. The big five, because I don't know about you, but I don't have much of a problem with glorifying the devas as equal to, you know. I mean, we should remember that. That's an important principle. But on a practical level, day to day, these are the ones that we really have to deal with. To blaspheme devotees, this is very important to avoid that. Krishna's listening. He knows everything. He's watching our attitude. And he likes all devotees. And if we start, fighting amongst each other or criticizing each other, then we lose the taste. We'll lose the taste for chanting. And conversely, the more that we help devotees and glorify devotees and try to serve devotees, the more we'll find ourselves chanting with more taste. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master, this is like an all-encompassing offense. This is like the actual offense, as mentioned in the Sanskrit, is to what is it? It's the same word, avajananti mamudha. Avajananti means to deride, you know? So Prabhupada took that statement, and he said, "This is what it means to disregard the spiritual master, or neglect is to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master." So the more that we're following those instructions, the more we're honoring the spiritual master. You see? So that's a very important one, and it's very deep and broad. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. So this is a danger for someone who is really is on the edge. You know, someone who's trying sincerely to follow, it doesn't even make sense, you know, because of course we know that if you chant Hare Krishna that your sinful reaction will be eliminated. But there's no way that you can be chanting Hare Krishna in japa and praying for service and at the same time going off and doing sinful activities. That's a total disconnect in your mind, you know. But still, it's something we should be very aware of, is that we can't simply try to bring the holy name into our service. We want to be servants of the holy name. And this is a mentality that says, oh, I can just use the holy name as something to eradicate any danger of sinful activity. But the result of that, and Prabhupada sometimes calls this is the greatest offense. Sometimes he says, offending the Mahabhagavat is the greatest offense. Sometimes he says this is the greatest offense. Though they're both very egregious. And what will happen if you try to do that is that you'll actually come to the point of not wanting to chant at all. Meaning that Krishna will withdraw that inspiration that you have to chant. Remember we've been talking about, Maharaj has been talking about Shraddha. In the sense mostly of that adar shraddha, tatak sada sangha, which means regard and respect and interest. Not pure shraddha, but preliminary shraddha. Very important. And that preliminary interest in being Krishna conscious, but that, you know, when we wake up in the morning, that has to be there. Right? In other words, we wake up in the morning and you remember who you are. Oh, I'm a devotee. Okay, I have to do this, I have to do this. But if you're, meanwhile, sinning on the strength of chanting, you wake up in the morning and says, oh, what's the difference? I'll just, you know, at 9 at night before I take rest, or 10, I'll just chant one Hare Krishna and be done with it. But you will forget. Krishna will not let you remember to do that. And then you'll be, again, adrift on in the sea of sin and reaction. So that's one we have to be very careful about. To maintain material attachments, this is an ongoing struggle, you know. When you clean a room that's very dirty, you know, when you first start, well, you're making tremendous progress, right? And everything looks, you know, if you really get deep, you've taken a lot of dirt out of there. But then when you go back and you see, oh, there's other dirt that I missed. There's a very nice purport. Most of you are familiar with the cleansing of the Gunjita temple. Remember that pastime? Beautiful pastime where before the Rath Yatra festival, Lord Chaitanya, he leads all the devotees in cleaning this Gundicha temple. Gundicha temple is some distance, a couple of miles from the big temple, and it's a little bit out in the suburbs, so it represents the Vrindavan. And Jagannath temple, that's like Dwarka, right? It's in the middle of the city. So the whole idea is that the Rath Yatra, the gopis, they're taking Krishna by the ropes of their love from Dwarka, or from the battle of Kurukshetra, back to Vrindavan. So that Gundicha temple, now I'm not so familiar with Puri, is that temple used any other time of the year? Or is it just for those 7 days or so? In any case, it needed a lot of cleaning, so that Jagannath would nicely sit there. And the whole idea is that that temple represents our heart. And Lord Chaitanya, he cleaned and cleaned personally with his own tears. You know, he's cleaning. And all the devotees are coming. They're taking all of this, many hundreds of buckets of water, I guess from the sea. They brought it in. And they cleaned the ceilings and everything, you know. And then it was all cleaned. And then they cleaned it again. You know, and then they found other things. Until it was just as clean and pure as marble, where Lord Jagannath would be happy to sit. So now and there's a purport at the end of that pastime where Prabhupada's quoting extensively from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there he describes that there's these different anartas that stay in the heart. Ajiva hingsa, which means enmity toward other jivas. Pratishtasha means the hope or desire for name and fame. Nisidachara, which means a behavior not appropriate for a devotee. And several others. And he says, even when one cleans the heart, and it's pretty clean and you're chanting, these little sticks and these little things can arise again in the heart. So we have to be very careful. So this is the idea, is that to maintain material attachments, that very chanting that you're doing, you know, to go back to Godhead, if you're maintaining an attachment, that can feed that attachment. That can make you more attached to that thing. You know, because you're dealing with the heart, and this is Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti means the pleasure potency. You're invoking that. That's Srimati Radharani. So it's fine. You're chanting and hearing and serving and so forth, but then you're maintaining this thing, and then your Ladini Shakti is being directed there. So this is what pure devotee means. The pure devotee means there's no hint of any kind of material attachment. So we have to work on that constantly. And then the inattention. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this is the root of all of them. Because if you're inattentive, that means your mind is wandering here and there, you know. And it's wandering to things that you're attached to. And so that inattention has to be, this is where we have free will. The intelligence can control the mind, bring the mind back from wherever and wherever it wanders to. Read chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita. So, as I said here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the root of the other offenses is inattention. We must strive to clear the anartas, unwanted things in the heart. These are mentioned also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thirst for material things, weakness of the heart, and offenses. So this weakness of the heart, we have to be determined. It's not so easy to get out of this material world. You know, I mean, we've been here for a long, long time. So there has to be enthusiasm, patience, determination in order to overcome the difference, the difficulties. So I think that's, oh yeah, so that was our five steps for improving japa. The preparation, the pronunciation, the posture, the prayer, and the purity. I can share these with you. You know, you can try to use those for improving. Now, this, I just go through this really quick. I'm sorry about, you know, there's no way of drawing the curtains here. Hopefully next time we do this, I don't know if it's next year or whatever, I'm going to have a new projector that could be much brighter and you can see better. And when it gets small like this, I know it's difficult. So I'll read it. This is my I've worked up these seven easy steps for verse memorization. And hopefully we can apply them in our little Ananda Chandrika, which is coming up in the next slide. Ananda Chandrika are 10 names of Radharani. And it's just two little verses, and we can practice and see if we can memorize these. Some of you may know them. So just really quickly, this is what the system that I use for memorizing verses. First, you have to learn what all of the letters are pronounced like. And that's in the pronunciation guide, learn how all the letters are pronounced and what the consonants and long and short vowels are. It's not very difficult. Most of us know it anyway, just from being in class and chanting, but it's good to review it. Then, okay, now you have a verse. Okay, I want to learn this verse. This is, I know it's an important verse, Prabhupada quoted the verse all the time, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam, you know? So I'm going to learn this verse. So now the first thing to do is to read the translation of a memorable verse and become familiar with it. Memorizing it is necessary, although there's certainly no harm. That can help. But I find it harder to memorize prose than it is poetry. And the Sanskrit is all poetry. But anyway, you have to know what it means. Then, once you're familiar with the meaning, study the word-for-word meanings for the first line of the verse. And this brings us back to the mantra upasana Maharaj gave. And that is that to understand the meaning of everything that's going on. This is one of the things I see. You know, there's such a flood. Someone comes into the movement, a flood of Sanskrit and Bengali. Oh my God, do I have to learn Sanskrit and Bengali to be Hare Krishna? You know, so what happens is that you tend to kind of zone out, isn't it? If there's something being spoken, just like if you're reading a book and somebody is quoting a whole bunch of French or Greek, you know, after a while, say, do I have to, you know what all, I'm supposed to know what all these things mean, you know? So, but in our line, you know, so it does come from the Sanskrit. It originally comes from Krishna down to Brahma. You know, the Sanskrit is the perfect language. That's what Sanskrit means. It means completely, wonderfully composed. Sanskrita. So as we have learned, it's a beautiful language, very powerful language, the original language. So at least in the, you know, to focus on, I don't know Sanskrit, but I know so many verses and so many words. Janma, karma, cha, me, divyam, these are common words. After you learn them, you don't have to learn them again. And it becomes easier to learn verses. So study the word-for-word meanings of the first line of the verse. Determine the meter of the first line of the verse. That's a whole subject in itself I could give a seminar on. But most of the meters are simple, especially in Bhagavad Gita. Then chant the first line of the verse repeatedly until memorized. This simple, you know, how do you memorize verses? Repetition. How do you memorize anything? You know? When we're pushed, right, in grade school to learn, okay, you have to learn the times table or you have to learn this line of a play or whatever they're doing. Well, how do you do it? You memorize. You repeat, repeat, repeat. It's actually a physical line. It's the little things that happen in the brain. And once you have it memorized, it becomes more automatic. So with longer verses, you may have to break up the line, memorize a piece at a time. Work on the first line till you've got it down. The key to success are concentration and repetition. That's remembering. You know, we're talking about hearing, chanting, remembering. Proceed to the second line and so forth. Complete the verse. Chant it to the deities and share it with your friends. So it's good to have a partner, as in any other endeavor. You have a partner, you're both memorizing the same verse. I have a friend in San Diego. He was a Bhakta Tim. Now he's Krishna Kumar, one of the leading book distributors in the country. And we learn verses together. And that's his, Parasparano katadam bhagam pavanam bhagavat katam mito rati mitastushti nivrita mita atmana. This is spoken of in the Bhagavatam, that devotees get together and parasparano katadam. They speak about Krishna with each other. You know, we shouldn't speak prajalpa. You speak about Krishna. That's why I always like to bring it back to some shloka. You know that you're speaking about Krishna. And then what's the result? Is that mito ratir. This is how you develop real relations with devotees. Affection, you know. And satisfaction, mutual satisfaction. Remember that these mantras, these verses, and all Prabhupada said, all the verses of the Gita are actually mantras also. You can repeat them again and again. That these are Krishna. There's Krishna there. So we're giving each other Krishna. What could be a greater gift, greater friendship? And simultaneously, you also mutually become detached from matter. You're helping each other become detached. So this is how friendship is built. So a great way with these shlokas. So now we're going to apply what we just learned. And we'll see if we can, those who don't know this, this is the Ananda Chandrika Stotra. This is just something a little jewel I found in the Stavamala, and I thought I would share it because it's so simple. The total is four verses. Two of those verses describe the benefits of chanting this Ananda Chandrika Stotra. So let's just read. One, this is the what they call the Palashruti. Palashruti means the description of the benefits of chanting the mantra or the ashtaka, whatever it may be. One who recites this confidential prayer, which bears the name Ananda Chandrika, the moonlight of bliss, and consists of 10 enchanting names of Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan, becomes free of all troubles and decorated with great good fortune. That person quickly becomes the object of Sri Sri Radha Madhava's mercy. Now, what's not to like about that? You know, you got rid of all your misery. You get all good fortune, and Radha and Krishna, Kishore Kishori, shower their blessings upon you. Is there anything else to desire in this world? Two verses, just two verses. I mean, these are the words of Rupa Goswami. So here is this confidential prayer. It calls this rahasyam. I'll say, you say, Radha Damodara Preshta, Radhika Varshabhanavi, Samasta Ballavi Vrinda Dammilotang Samallika. So these are the first five names out of 10. Radha, she who is dear to Lord Damodar, Damodar Preshta, Krishna's greatest worshipper, Radhika, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Varshabhanavi, and she who is the jasmine chaplet. A chaplet is a little garland you wear on your head. She who is the jasmine chaplet, decorating the braided hair of all the other gopis. In other words, she's the chief amongst all the gopis. It's a very poetic, metaphorical way of saying it. So, does it sound insurmountable to memorize these? Why don't we try? Yes, right now. Not that hard. So I'll say, you say. And then at a certain point, we're going to do this. And we'll see who actually knows. Okay? Why not? What else we got to do right now? Okay. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Now, before we go on, does everyone know what those words mean? Simple, right? Yes, sir.
Sorry, loudly? How does Radhika mean Krishna's greatest worshipper?
Because the word Radha actually comes from the word Aradhana. You know, there's a word, Ani Aradhana Nudam, there's a whole thing in the Bhagavatam. So Radha means the best worshipper. So the general name is Radha, that's the first one, but Radhika emphasizes that she's the best. Okay? He's the best worshipper of all kinds. So, now it's really, let's over the top and strain the brain. I'll say, you say, without looking at the words. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Okay, Subal, you got the mic. You lead us.
Radhika
Damodara. No, Radha.
Radha Damodara Preshta.
Radha Damodara Preshta.
Radhika Varshabhanabhi.
Radhika Varshabhanabhi. Isn't it blissful just to chant his name? Okay, anyone from the ladies' side want to try? Raise your hand. Yes. We don't need the mic. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi, but you knew from last year, right? No, okay, this is new? Very good. Okay, anyone from this side? Yes, Prabhu. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Okay, one more from the ladies. You can do it. Go ahead. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Vashabhanavi. Okay, very good. Now, the second line of the first verse. So, let's just, we're gonna unwrap, or unpack this. When you see it, this is like the hardest name in all of them. So, we start at the end. When you see a big compound, you know, you start at the end. So, Mallika means the, jasmine. Flowers. There's many jasmines. We'll just leave it at that for now. And the Utangsa, you see, Damila and Utangsa, they're mixed. Utangsa Mallika. Utangsa is the crown or chaplet. So the Utangsa Mallika, that's the jasmine chaplet. Okay? Damila is this braided hair. That's the arranged braided hair. Decorating the braided hair of all the other gopis. So there's a chaplet of Mallika flowers on the braided hair of Brinda. Now Brinda here means the groups or the many. All the other gopis. Balavi means the beloveds of the Balavas. The Balavas are the cowherds, men. Balavis are the beloveds of the cowherd men. Those are the gopis. And Samasta means all. So all the gopis, all the groups of gopis, if many of them, they are just like this braided hair, and Radharani is the chaplet of jasmine on top. You understand how it's taken apart? Okay, now we're going to learn that second line. Samasta Ballavi Vrinda. Samasta Ballavi Vrinda. Damilo Tangsa Mallika. Damilo Tangsa Mallika. Okay, the whole line. Samasta Ballavi Vrinda Damilo Tangsa Mallika. 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 Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Samasta Ballavi Vrinda. Damilo Tangsa Mallika. One more time. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Samasta Ballavi Vrinda Damilo Tangsa Mallika. Mantra Upasana. This is Mantra Upasana. Anyone want to try the whole verse? Yes, the other twin. You want to do it together? Go ahead. Radha Damodara Prishta Radhika Vashabhanavi Samasta Ballavi Vrinda Damilo Tansa Mallika. Any man want to try? Prabhu. Radha Damodara Prishta Radhika Vashabhanavi Samasta Ballavi Vrinda Damilo Tansa Mallika. Isn't this a wonderful way to spend Christmas morning? It's like the best thing that's happening in all of Chicago is happening right here. Okay, anyone, a lady, want to try? Come on, jump in. We'll help you. Go ahead. You can do it together if you want. If one forgets one syllable, the other remembers. Go ahead. Radha Damodara Prishta Radhika Vashabhanavi Samasta Ballavi Vrinda Tamilo Tangsamalli. You see, this is, you know, you're straining the brain a little bit. This is surrender. You're getting the benefit. One more. Man. Babu. Radha Damodara Prishta Radhika Vashabhanavi Vrinda Namasta Vallavi Vrinda Damilo Tangsa Mallika Damilo Tangsa Mallika. Okay, we're getting ecstatic here. And now we're going to go over the top with the second verse. It's the final verse. And we'll have it. And then you quickly become objects of mercy for Radha and Madhava. That's what it says. Okay, so just to run it down real quick, the translation, this is our method, reading the translation. The foremost of Krishna's beloveds, 7, an expert singer and musician, 8, Lalita's friend, 9, she who is delighted by Vishakha's friendship, and 10, the flower blossom that attracts the honeybee of Lord Hari's heart. You see? So Krishna Priyavali Mukhya. So Mukhya means the foremost. Avali always means a series. Chandravali, Padyavali, this is a series of things. So there are many, many beloveds of Krishna, but she is Mukhya, meaning first. The Krishna Priya means all the beloveds, and Krishna Priyavali, but she's Mukhya of those. Gandharva, some of you may not know that Radharani took birth as a Gandharva. Before she became down. Yes, she took birth on that Gandharva planet, and she was the foremost of Gandharvas, who was this great singer. So she's sometimes known as Gandharva or Gandharvika. We have Radha, where did Radha Gandharvika? A Gandharvika Giridhari in Sweden. I was there. Beautiful, beautiful deities. So Gandharva, great singer, dancer, and Lalita Sakhi, that's obvious, a friend of Lalita. Vishakha Sakya. Now here you learn a little Sanskrit. Sakhi means the person. That's the friend. Sakya is friendship. Like we have Sakya Ras means friendship Ras. Sakya, Sakhi, or Sakha is male. So Vishakha Sakya Sukhini, she's made very happy by the friendship of Vishakha. And she's, a manjuri is a blossom. You know, we know Tulsi manjuris, that's the blossom. So, Hari Rid Bringa Manjari. So the bee of the heart of Hari is attracted to Radharani, who's like a blossom manjari. You got it? It's simple. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry?
I have a question. Oh, sorry, somebody's saying something. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. How is Radha not eternally Radha? Like the internal. I mean, she's always.
Go ahead, give him that because I can't hear. Has anyone ever, let me just have a 2-second interlude. Has anyone ever considered getting an acoustician in here and changing the acoustics? You have considered it. Okay. Good idea. Go ahead.
How is Radha not eternally Radha?
Like, how is she not eternally Radha?
Yeah.
She is eternally Radha. She appeared on that Gandharva planet. I'm not sure of the pastime behind that. But she took that role for some pastime reason. Just like, Krishna appears in different forms. Sometimes he'll even disguise himself, in Leela and Vrindavan for a certain purpose. So, unfortunately, I can't tell you the pastime behind that, why she appeared on that Gandharva planet. But by that appearing on the Gandharva planet, she became known as Gandharva because of her singing ability, because of her supreme singing ability. Okay. So, we haven't practiced. Did we practice this one yet? Okay, let's go on. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Okay, the whole first line. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. One more time. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. How wonderful it is, I mean, you can't bring anyone in here, to do this because they wouldn't have any interest, But we know this is Radharani. Okay, let's, make the effort. Okay, so now, this final line. Let's see. Oh, does anyone want to try that line? Because we're running up against 12 o'clock. I want to get some other things in here. But we'll have one from each side. Does anyone want to try that line? Over here. You can do it. Go ahead. Go ahead, the whole thing. Krishna Priyavali Mukya Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Anyone want to brave it over this side? Besides you. You did. Prabhu? Krishna Priyavali Mukya Krishna Priyavali Mukya Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Okay, let's move forward. And we'll finish this. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Hari did bring a manjari. Hari did bring a manjari. Okay, the whole line. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Hari did bring a manjari. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Hari did. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Hari did bring a manjari. Okay, here we go. The whole verse, I'll say, you say. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Hari did bring a manjari. Radha Damodara Preshta. Radhika Varshabhanavi. Samasta Ballavi Vrinda. Tamilo Tangsa Mallika. Krishna Priyavali Mukya. Gandharva Lalita Sakhi. Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. Hari did bring a manjari. Okay, so we're going to leave this here. Share it with your friends. Remember, if you have a problem with it, send me an email, dravida108, either remember, I hope you can remember that much, and at Gmail, and I'll send you this and hundreds of others. But we're going to keep working on this throughout the rest of the day. I'm sorry? Yeah, how do you bring it? Bring is a bee, rid is heart, hari is hari, and munch, she's the blossom for that. All right, I wanted to kind of go forward with some more poems. This is a poetic meditation. And let's see what we could do. Can we strike up the band? Anyone play the harmonium? At least a drum and a kartal. Oh, we have our harmonium player, who's our best drummer. Subal? All right, one of you two can do it. Then Subal, you have to play the kartals. Okay. So you've seen these before, but like the Hare Krishna mantra, ever fresh, okay? Okay, so this is this. No. So this first one is, we're running up against the RT. When does the RT start? Is it 12:30? At 12 o'clock? Can we go past 12? Okay. So, just to where does this come from? It didn't come out of just my brain. This is based on two verses near the beginning of the Venugita chapter, chapter 21 of the 10th canto. That's a famous chapter about Krishna going into the forest and the gopis singing about him. So this kind of sets the scene. This is what Vrindavan is like, and then Krishna enters the forest. Okay. Give me a D. All right. Vrindavan's rivers, lake. Now, what I'd like you to do, if you can, we can. I'll do one verse and then you can repeat. Okay? So that you also get a chance to chant. Vrindavan's rivers, lakes, and hills ring out with charming hums and trills, as flocks of birds and maddened bees rejoice among the flowering trees. Vrindavan's rivers, lakes, and hills out with charming hums and trills, flocks of birds and maddened bees rejoice among the flowering trees. To those idyllic woods and glens repairs Govinda with his friends, Sri Rama and the cowherd boys, who taste the most exquisite joys. To those idyllic woods and glens repairs Govinda with his friends, Rama and the cowherd boys, who taste the most exquisite joys. And as they walk along the way, absorbed in herding and in play, Sri Krishna, beauty absolute, begins to blow his mystic flute. And as they walk along the way, absorbed in herding and in play, Krishna, beauty absolute, begins to blow his mystic flute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram Ram. With peacock plume upon his head and fragrant flower on each ear, he enters Braja's woods with tread sublime, a dancer without peer. With peacock plume upon his head and fragrant flower on each ear, enters Braja's woods with tread sublime, a dancer without peer. His golden yellow raiment glows, his garland reaches to his knees, and from his lips the nectar flows and fills his flute with melodies. His golden yellow raiment glows, his garland reaches to his knees, from his lips the nectar flows, fills his flute with melodies. As Krishna thus begins his day with friends who sing his glory sweet, he beautifies the forest way with fine impressions of his feet. As Krishna thus begins his day with friends who sing his glory sweet, he beautifies the forest way with fine impressions of his feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Samadhi culminates in this, to see this vision of pure bliss externally and in our heart. May Madhava this boon impart. Samadhi culminates in this, to see this vision of pure bliss externally and in our heart. May Madhava this boon impart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Okay, we got more. Now, that was in 4-4. Now we move into our sonnet format. So there is Krishna entering the forest. And let's go, said Krishna. I mean, most of you've seen these before, right?
Ever fresh. To me, anyway. All right, so let's see. This is a different melody. It's a different meter. Okay.
Na, na, na.
A little higher.
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Na 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 na.
That's no one hand.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Can you play that?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Let's go, said Krishna, don't delay at all. And he and Balaram began to run ahead of all their coward friends who called. Oh, Krishna, Rama, let us join the fun. Let's go, said Krishna, don't delay at all. And he and Balaram began to run ahead of all their coward friends who call. Oh, Krishna, Rama, let us join the fun. And off they went to Braj's forest halls to play in every bower, grove, and sward. The boys would tease their friend with playful taunts, forgetting his position as the Lord. And off they went to Braj's forest halls to play in every bower, grove, and sward. The boys would tease their friend with playful taunt, forgetting his position as the Lord. Sri Krishna is inviting us as well to join him in his pastimes which enthrall the wise. Heed Krishna when they hear him tell. Let's go, my friend, do not delay at all. Let's go, Sid. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
And now, fun in the forest. Now, is it possible to get a mic on this? Because I'm having trouble hearing you with all the echo and everything, and it said we're getting out of tune. Ah, there you go. Keep that mic on me. Probably just put it in there. You know how to do it. Yeah. No. Maybe someone can hold it. How's that? Try playing now. That's better. Good. Okay. Okay, fun in the forest. Now we're going to slow down a little bit. Oh. All right, give me a note.
Na, for Krishna.
Okay.
For Krishna and his multitude of friends, a festival of joy each day would bring. A special feeling brought his burden cleansed, was riding with him high upon a swing. For Krishna and his multitude of friends, a festival of joy each day would bring. A special thrilling brought his burden glad, was riding with high upon a swing. Oh, Jala Sri Dhamma Bhadra Sain, Jasi Vrindavan's bountiful delight. The peacocks dance, the songbird's sweet refrain, the lakes and hills and other scenic sights. Oh, Jala Sri Dhamma Bhadra Sain, Jasi Vrindavan's bountiful delight. The peacocks dance, the songbird's sweet refrain, all these make this the best place on the earth for us to play all day and herd the cows. Thus Krishna in a mood of sport of mirth enthused his friends while swinging from the bough. All these make this the best place on the earth for us to play all day and herd. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Krishna stopped King Indra's sacrifice, that monarch of the heaven threw a fit. Those cowards took that foolish boy's advice, such insolence I never shall permit. Stopped King Indra's sacrifice, that monarch of the heaven threw a fit. Those cowards took that foolish boy's advice, such insolence I never shall permit. So Indra sent the clouds of devastation, which pour down catastrophic hail and rain. With thunderbolts and winds without cessation, the cowards call to Krishna in their pain. So Indra pour down catastrophic hail and rain. With thunderbolts and without the station, the cowards called to Krishna in their pain. To show his coward friends his boundless love, and crush King Indra's pride for his own good, Sri Krishna lifted over down above, and saved his friends while meek the hill they stood. To show Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari.
Hari.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He showed his pens a pusher and complained about a restless son, about a thief. Oh, friend, this child of yours must be restrained. He simply torments us with no relief. He showed his pens.
We trusted you will thoroughly chastise this naughty boy who steals and eats our food. But then he looked at them with love-filled eyes, awakening this sweet maternal mood. Awaken the sweet maternal mood. And so your soda and her friends were drowned in waves and whirlpools of maternal love. In all three worlds no greater love is found. Its home is in Goloka far and far. And so your soda and her friends were drowned. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At last you saw the corner naughty child who snatched a pot of yogurt in a peek. Though seemingly an art she felt beguiled by little Krishna's loving charm unique. At last you saw the corner naughty child who snatched a pot of yogurt in a peek. Beguiled by little. Oh, if I caught you now, but do not fear. You see that golden stick upon the floor. But I must bind you with this rope, my dear, lest to increase your mischief more and more. Oh, if I caught you now, but do not fear. And so you sort of bound her little son who hid his glory to evoke her love. The blessing she enjoyed her never won by gods and goddesses who dwell above. Her little son who hid his glory to evoke her love. The blessing she enjoyed her never won. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Where blooming flowers spread their sweet perfumes, where clear Yamuna flows and songbirds sing, where all the land a lovely light illumes, Shri Radha and Shri Krishna gently swing. Where blooming flowers spread their sweet perfumes, where clear Yamuna flows and songbirds sing, where all the land a lovely light illumes, Radha Krishna gently swing. This idol of their love in gorgeous bowers forever charms their dearest devotees, whose heart Shri Krishna's sweetness overpowers, obscuring his prodigious potencies. This idol of their love in gorgeous bowers forever charms their dearest devotees, whose heart Shri Krishna's sweetness overpowers, obscuring his prodigious potencies. Whatever in this world we know is love is just a shadow of the love they feel. The wise aspire to learn the secrets of devotion's path and taste that love ideal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The sweetness of Shri Krishna's form beguiles, still sweeter is his face like autumn moon. But sweeter than the sweetest is his smile, whose luscious beauty makes the gopi swoon. The sweetness of Shri Krishna's form beguiles, still sweeter is his face like autumn moon. But sweeter than the sweetest is his smile, the luscious beauty makes the gopis moon. Govinda's beauty captivates the doves, the swans and deer, the cows and every tree. Indeed in Braja every creature loves Shri Krishna and is drowned in ecstasy. Govinda's beauty captivates the doves, cows in every tree. That all enchanting land is paradise, our home where we may dwell eternally. Most welcome there are those who pay the price to learn to love Sri Krishna perfectly. That all enchanting land is paradise, our home where we may dwell eternally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, what should I do? Where's the vice president? Should I keep going? Is there time? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I taking someone else's time? No? That was a no, that was an actual yes. Anyway, we have another one to do. We can do it later, okay? You can chant until... You're going to chant in the arti too, right? Okay. Anyway, we'll continue this later. We have some more time. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for your attention. Hari Hari Bol.